It's the Monday after Selection Sunday, and Louisville drew the number one overall seed in the 68-team NCAA tournament, and the Big East champion will stay in its home state for the first two games. Elsewhere in the Midwest region, Duke is number two, Michigan State is number three, and St. Louis number four. The Duke Blue Devils play the Albany Great Danes in the second round of the tournament Friday. Albany is number 15. In the West region, Gonzaga is the top seed and will open the tournament on Thursday in Salt Lake City against number 16 seed Southern in the second round. Ohio State is number two. They face Iona on Friday in Dayton, Ohio. New Mexico is number three, and Kansas State is number four. Number 14, Harvard will take on number three, New Mexico, Thursday in Salt Lake City. In the East region, Indiana is the number one seed and will open the tournament in Dayton, Ohio. Indiana will face either Long Island, Brooklyn, or James Madison. Miami is number two, Marquette is number three, and Syracuse is number four. The Orange will face number 13, Montana, in San Jose, California, Thursday. Finally, in the South region, Big 12 champion Kansas earned a number one seed for the fifth time in 7 years. Kansas will open play against Sun Belt champ Western Kentucky. Georgetown is number two, Florida is number three, and Michigan is number four. Number five, Virginia Commonwealth, will face number 12, Akron. VCU beat UMass this past Saturday, 71-62. So, which teams got snubbed this year? Kentucky's inconsistent play has left the Wildcats without a chance to defend their national championship. Alabama and Tennessee also missed the cut. And as a reminder, the women's bracket will be revealed today. Both UAlbany and Marist are in. We'll have a full report on that for you tomorrow morning. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.